Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Well, good morning. Welcome to First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake, the church where we are always seeking to know God, to love God, and to serve God. But if you're joining us online, I wanted you to know that we're glad you're with us. We're glad that all of you are with us. You've come on a great day, as Pastor Lindsay will be bringing a message about journeying through the wilderness. And we know a little bit about that, don't we? I'm Pastor Lynn, your associate pastor. Our worship leaders today are Rose Bledsoe and Suzanne Everett. If you are new with us, or newer, be sure to stop by our welcome desk because we have a gift for you, and it's got some handmade items from our congregation. And watch for people who are wearing a name tag that says that they are welcoming you. They're the big friendly links name tags. All right, I would like to ask all of you to complete the connection cards that you're going to find in your bulletin and let us know if there's something you're interested in, because then we give that to the person whose group, you know, who's leading that group, and they will contact you. If there are things going on in your life, either things that are worrisome or, as one person told me this morning, something that is a wonderful, wonderful joy, put it on the prayer card so that we can be praying with you to give God thanks and to pray in an intercessory way. The prayer cards are right behind in the back of the pew. And, in fact, well, I'll save that for later. Okay. If there are any children still with us, please know that you're welcome to stay, but you're also welcome to go downstairs to Sunday school. We do have a few announcements. The first one is important. Well, they're all important, but this one's going to affect you if you don't remember it. Next Sunday is the all-church picnic. You're going to want to go because it's really cool, but it's over at Whitmore Lake. It's at 11, there's a worship service there, and at noon there's a wonderful free picnic lunch. However, if that doesn't work for you, there will be a 9:30 service here, but there won't be an 11 o'clock here. So it's a little complicated, but you know that I wanted you to remember that. And if you happen to be a Whitmore Lake person, they won't be having their 9:15 service because they're just going to have the 11. So let's bear that in mind, and let's go and have a wonderful time. I hear a rumor that there's a bounce house. Is that true? Yes? Yes! There is another bounce house there. Okay. All right. Number two, calling all helpers. We need drop-in help for VBS to prepare for VBS. You can come as long as you can, stay as long as you can, for a variety of jobs at different skill levels that are needed before VBS starts. You can drop in and help decorate for VBS on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday of this week, or you can drop in to help with the actual VBS setup, the moving of stuff. And that happens this afternoon at 1 o'clock, and then again next Saturday and some other dates. So you can look and see all of that's right there on the screen. If your eyes are better than mine, you can read that. Okay. Number three, remember that on Thursdays, If you would like to have a peaceful time of beautiful music, acoustic guitar by the lake every Thursday, Mike Tooman this summer has been playing music starting at 6 o'clock Thursdays. If you're a game night fan, they're gonna postpone the Thursday game nights to wait until summer is over. But boy, that's a wonderful opportunity. So with all of that, I invite you to stand or sit together as we sing our opening hymn number 73, O Worship the King. Let's stand together as we're able. Let us join in the opening prayer. Lord God of heaven and earth, we thank you for your bountiful harvest. Help us to be good stewards of this earth and the many resources you have provided us with. Help us to see the many ways we are blessed, even in the wilderness of our lives. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Our scripture reading this morning is from the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 1 through 18. I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. The whole congregation of the Israelites set out from Elim and came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had departed from the land of Egypt. The whole congregation of the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat and ate our fill of bread, for you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I am going to rain bread from heaven for you, and each day the people shall go out and gather enough for that day. In that way I will test them, whether they will follow my instruction or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather on other days." So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, "In the evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, and in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your complaining against the Lord. For what are we that you complain against us?" And Moses said, "When the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening and your fill of bread in the morning, because the Lord has heard the complaining that you utter against him, what are we? Your complaining is not against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of the Israelites, 'Draw near to the Lord, for he has heard your complaining.'" And as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the Israelites, they looked toward the wilderness, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. The Lord spoke to Moses, "I have heard the complaining of the Israelites. Say to them, 'At twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God.' In the evening, quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a fine, flaky substance, as fine as frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said to one another, 'What is it?' For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, 'This is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Gather as much of it as each of you needs, an omer per person.'" An omer is a little more than half a gallon, dry measure. Just thought I'd throw that in there. "According to the number of persons, all providing for those in their own tents." The Israelites did so, some gathering more, some less. But when they measured it with an omer, those who gathered much had nothing over, and those who gathered little had no shortage. They gathered as much as each of them needed. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning, church. I'm Lindsay Hall, one of the clergy that serves the congregation. It is good to be with you in worship this morning. It is wonderful to welcome you to First United Methodist Church here at our Brighton campus. I am delighted to see that you're in church with us this morning on this busy summer Sunday. As Pastor Lynn was sharing all of the great things and happening in the life of the church, we are a busy place, and so we are glad that you're here, and we're so glad to connect with you, and we just are so glad to worship and praise God together. As we've heard the scripture lesson, we are going to consider and ponder that this morning. And before we get started, I would invite you to join me in prayer. Let's join together in prayer this morning. Oh, loving and gracious God, oh, this is the day that the Lord has made, and so we rejoice and we are glad in it. God, we give you thanks for the beauty of this summer morning. We give you thanks for an opportunity to come and to worship and praise you, to sing songs of the faith together, to make new connections, to see church family and friends, to find a place where we can be still and know that you are God. Lord, as we've entered in through the doors of this sanctuary or we've joined online, help us to set aside all those things that might distract us or pull our attention away, and help us to focus on you this morning. You, God, who are always with us every journey of life, who never leaves us nor forsakes us, and you, God, who call us your beautiful, beloved children of God. And so now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight, you who are our rock and redeemer. Amen. Amen. Well, it's good to be with you in worship this morning. As I mentioned, my husband, Pastor John, and I were gone for about a week and a half. We took a journey to Nebraska, my home state, where I'm from, and had a chance to visit with family and see friends. And if you've ever journeyed across the state heading out west, from here in Brighton to Lincoln, Nebraska, it is a 12-hour journey. It's a long car trip. And sometimes along those long journeys that we navigate, sometimes there can be a complaint or two from the backseat of the, are we there yet? Oh, it happens if you've done some long car rides yourself, if you have done any traveling most recently or in years past, if you remember days of maybe taking kids around the state or people hopping in the back seat, traveling can sometimes come with it some gripes and some complaining. This morning, as we turn to the scripture lesson, we discover that the Israelites, too, are on a journey. Now they're not in the comfortable, you know, minivan seats with the Disney movie screens on. So they're on a different journey, though, as they're traveling. And there, as they're traveling with Aaron and they're traveling with Moses. And the Israelites have escaped slavery in Egypt. And if you remember that story, it's a story of Moses going to Pharaoh, asking for them to be set free. And there's this protest back and forth, and there's some plagues that take place and all sorts of things, and the people finally leave Egypt and find freedom. Well, as our scripture text reminds us, though, this morning, as the Israelites are led in the wilderness there with Aaron and Moses, they start complaining. They're hungry, and they're complaining, and they're saying, oh my goodness, it would have been better if we would have just left us where we were in Egypt, but we're dying of hunger here, and things aren't going well, and there's grumbling, and there's grumbling, and there's grumbling. If you've ever put dinner on the table for a family from time or two, sometimes people complain about what's being served for dinner. It does happen, doesn't it? But the people, as they're traveling through the wilderness, there's complaining and there's grumbling. But then something happens. It's sort of a miracle that takes place. When we turn to the gospel accounts, we discover Jesus was known for doing all sorts of miracles. Feeding of the 5,000, turning water into wine, walking on water, all sorts of miracles take place that involve food. But in this scripture passage, as we find ourselves in Exodus, another miracle takes place. They discover that there's manna in the morning and quail at night. This bread from heaven, this stuff comes up on the grass, kind of this dew type substance takes place, and there's manna in the morning and there's quail at night, and God provides for their needs in an odd and mysterious, wonderful way. It was a simple meal, not an extravagant meal, but God provided for them out there in the wilderness as Aaron and as Moses led the people. Sometimes the miracle stories of Scripture are hard to understand and hard to digest. And sometimes when we read those miracle stories in Scripture, we think, but did that really happen? I wonder, did it really happen? When we think about other miracle passages in the scriptures of the Gospels, like the feeding of the 5,000, maybe that's a familiar one for you as well. The people are hungry, and it's evening time, and the disciples get this call to help take care of the hungry people gathered, and they prefer that Jesus send them away, and Jesus tells them to get busy and to start feeding the people. Well, wouldn't you know it, after they hand out the bread and after they hand out the fish, a miracle takes place that everybody there is fed and their bellies are full and there's leftovers. And maybe this really beautiful miracle did take place, or maybe the miracle was that this people stepped up and helped provide for all those in need that were hungry. When Aaron and Moses are out in the wilderness with the Israelites, God does provide in this mysterious way. Manna in the morning and the quail at night, and there is some grumbling, but the stomachs are fed and the people are nourished. It's easy sometimes to complain of what's for dinner, but oftentimes when we look in our pantries at home or our refrigerators, quite often there's something there for us to eat, but not always. We know that there's very real food insecurity needs in our world today, in our community, in our state, and around the world, and we can grumble, and we can be aware of that. And so I think what God calls us to do is to step forward as people of faith to help provide the manna in the morning and the quail at night. To step forward like those Jesus disciples did to help feed the hungry crowds that were gathered, the bread and the fish. I think the miracles that we encounter in the Old Testament and the New Testament stories talk about God's generosity and Jesus' extravagant abilities, and yet I think it also teaches us as people of faith to step forward and step up and to do just as Jesus did. So they were called to be a part of helping create the miracle. United Methodists love food, don't we? We love food. We gather around food. When there's meetings, there's often food. When there's Bible studies, there's often food. When there's worship on Sunday morning, there is food. Food is good, and food is wonderful, and food is fun for fellowship. But there's very real needs in our world of food insecurity, where people go without food. And so United Methodists were called to step up and help provide for those in need, to be a part of the making of the miracle and answering of those miracles. This morning, as you walk out of worship, and if you were to walk around just into the library there, you're going to see that it's Noah Lunch Sunday. And you'll find some sack lunches, and there's 300 lunches to put together. And you'll put pudding cups inside and cookies and the sandwiches and all sorts of great things inside. And in this way, we get to help provide the manna and the quail, or the bread and the fish, for those experiencing food insecurity. Noah is a ministry in Detroit. It's based out of Central United Methodist Church there. And our congregation has had a long time connection to helping address these food insecurity needs for clients and residents in the greater Detroit area that could use a sack lunch, manna in the morning and quail at night. We're called to help answer and create those miracles for people. But our church also loves to serve in mission in other ways, and so I can't walk away from the microphone. I'm stuck here today. But if you can see over here at our cart, can you see there's a Gleaners sign on it? And our congregation is blessed by the leadership of Cedric Gibson. He's on our missions council, and Cedric helps lead our commitment and our connection to Gleaners Food Bank. It's a food bank that got started in 1977, operating and supporting food insecurity needs in Southeast Michigan. They're all about feeding people and nourishing lives and addressing food insecurity needs, helping to create the manna in the morning and the quail at night. And we get to be a part of that. So oftentimes around the church, you'll see this fun shopping cart, and it's empty right now. We need to fill it up. And you're invited to join our Vacation Bible School kids next week. In your bulletin, there is this fun little flyer I would challenge you to see if you can help match and meet as much food donations as our Vacation Bible School kids are invited to do, whether it's bringing in cereal or canned soup or canned chicken and tuna or peanut butter to help fill the carts and let it overflow and provide the manna in the morning and the quail at night and to help feed the stomachs of folks that go without. I hope you'll join me in that mission opportunity. Vacation Bible School is a great opportunity not only for our church kids here to learn more about their faith and journey with Jesus, but it also was a really incredible outreach ministry where people can come and learn about our church community, get connected, get curious about what's happening here. And so here's my little plea and an invitation if you want to help with some snacks on Vacation Bible School. That poster board over there will be out in the community room. Maybe there's a way to help with that food ministry at Vacation Bible School. But then lastly, I want to highlight and lift up, check out this awesome salad bowl. Do you guys know anything that happens in August with salad? Oh, a very important ministry happens in August with salad. Our United Methodist women have the salad luncheon coming up August 21st, a Thursday. And through salad and breaking of bread and sharing together, UMW puts together the most delicious salads. I don't know if there's like a dozen of them or so. Delicious salads. But it's so much more than just fellowship and enjoying salad. All of that money that goes together, true to UMW's heart, is to support mission and ministry. And praise God for the great work that takes place through breaking of bread and sharing of salads. United Methodists know how to eat, but we also know how to step up and help provide manna in the morning and quail at night for those that go without. So I'd invite you to be a part of the miracle. As we walk through this life of faith, sometimes it can feel like we're walking around in the wilderness feeling just a little bit lost, and there's some complaints on our heart. But as we walk, we can make the desert just a little bit better for others. We can make the wilderness just a little bit better for others. That we might all be blessed. That those that hunger and thirst, that their stomachs may be fed and their water may be clean. May we live as Christ's disciples in this world and take on that bold call to serve in Christ's name. Let's pray. O loving and gracious God, we give you thanks for the call as disciples to step forward and to step up, to be a part of helping to make the miracles take place here this day. Oh Lord, we're aware of so many that are food insecure, that hunger and thirst. God, help us to respond to those calls, to be generous in our time and our talents and our givings. Help us to be a part of blessing on others and making the miracles take place just like Jesus and the disciples did in feeding the 5,000, or as God did in bringing manna in the morning and quail at night. Thank you for this bold call. And Lord, may you continue to guide and direct us as we seek to serve in your name. In Christ's name, amen.
Josh and Lily. That was beautiful. As we enter a time of congregational prayer, I invite you to adopt a posture consistent with your prayer practice. We enter this time with hope and humility. If there are needs or scars or tender spaces in your hearts, may this time with God allow you to release them to God and open yourself to receiving God's love and mercy. We also pray over two beautiful prayer quilts for Julie and Bill. As you leave this space, the quilts will be at the table through the double doors. Stop and tie a knot and say a prayer for Julie and Bill and sign their cards. Will you pray with me? Holy and loving God, we are grateful for this time in community to shift our attention to all the ways the Holy Spirit moves among us. For the times when we suffered in the wilderness and wondered where our next meal or job or conversation or hope would come from, God, you were there, and we are grateful. For the ways your angels have been at work among us in our hunger, our loneliness, desperation, or grief, we give you thanks. There have been other times when you have encouraged us, nudged us, or even pushed us with our heels dug in to be those angels for others. And we give you thanks. Thanks for the prodding. Thanks for the courage. Thanks for the strength to be the helping hands in times of devastation. To be a welcoming heart to the stranger, to the immigrant, to the trafficked, to the addict, to the marginalized, or the othered. Thank you for the times when we are able to share in our abundance, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to encourage the hopeless, and to comfort the grief-stricken. We thank you for Jesus, who humbled himself to be a servant leader, who called the meek blessed, and said that those who hunger and thirst for justice will be filled. Lord, we pour out our weakness and brokenheartedness to you, knowing that you care for each of us as your children and will fill us to make us whole. We lift up those whose needs are on our hearts, that you may draw near to you. We pray for Julie and Bill, that you will be a constant source of healing and comfort, that these quilts will be a physical reminder of your presence and our prayers. We pray for those in Texas and places around the world suffering from the devastation of natural disasters, disease, and war. Help us to slow down in this moment of silent prayer to share with you our hearts and our needs and to receive your loving mercy. Hear our prayers. Hear us now as we speak together in unity the prayer Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
As we come to our time of offering, I'd like to invite the ushers to come forward. And I want to show you something. I think that you may not have noticed that in our pews, I think there are three different ways. Oh, and I'm only holding up two. Three different ways to give offering. One of them is the familiar, you know, financial giving that we do all the time. But have you ever noticed this other envelope that's in there? That envelope is the way that we give for special offerings, for designated funds, for things that are needed. And if you open that thing up, there's a whole list of things on there. And one thing that I want to lift up to you today is UMCOR. UMCOR is already at work helping the people in Texas. And you can make a difference by simply making out one of these envelopes and check UMCOR if that's what is on your heart today. And I said three ways. Well, I think the third way is not an envelope, it is you. It is all the ways that you give of your time, your food, your hands, your heart, your voice and witness. So we've got three ways to offer to God our love, and I invite you to use whichever ones God calls you to use.
Lord God of all, so many in the world are in the wilderness of both literal and figurative hunger and thirst. Bless the offerings we bring today so that they will grow your ministry and all can be fed. Amen.
Stay and make a lunch for Noah. Bring in some cans for gleaners and help fill the food bank shelves. Maybe grab a sticky note of what you could bring in to help with Vacation Bible School snacks, and save the date for UMW luncheon. Let's be a part of providing manna in the morning and quail at night. May it go forth with the love of God in your hearts, the peace of Jesus always with you, and the power of the Holy Spirit guiding you through those wilderness times and spaces. Go with God's grace. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.